Okay, this is another good from Richard Hanania on white consciousness. This is very interesting. Okay, he says, in an article published on the website White America, Hanania, excuse me, opposes what he calls racial egalitarianism, which is like, duh. I mean, since when race is the same? And supports a pro-white movement. He says, moreover, for those interested in promoting a race realist pro-white movement, it may be that the negative, guilty racial identity promoted by whiteness studies holds more potential than the conservative doctrine of race blindness. After all, writes people like Trepanier, I'm not sure who that guy is, encourages whites to see themselves as a group. If they are successful in this task, perhaps whites will start to display other attributes typical of group identity, such as group pride and a desire for group rights. Finally, whiteness studies may be beneficial to race realists because it makes the absurdities of racial egalitarianism so obvious. This field is so flagrantly unfair to whites that it cannot help but promote some pushback. Let's hope that our opponents become more absurd, not less so, and thereby aid us in awakening the sleeping giant that is white racial consciousness. Well, I think there is a racial consciousness already. It's been around for a long time. And let me say something about so-called, you know, all this pro-egalitarian that's supposed to help blacks. It really doesn't. I mean, you can have all the blacks go to Harvard and Yale and Princeton and Columbia and what have you. What good does that do them? They can, half of them, more than half of them, don't even graduate because they realize that, you know, they just can't handle it. And even when they do graduate with a straight D, grade list, they go work for a company that says, you're not doing the work, you lazy nigga, you know. I mean, they get into a situation where they dig their own traps because eventually reality slaps them in the face. Now, see, the thing, I mean, most of this racial conflict really takes place on campus where, you know, the professors and the administrators are really at the behest of the government. And the government pours money in these institutions, and they have to sort of toe the line. But, you know, when they enter the world in general and private industry specifically, they're going to find themselves up Schitt's Creek. So, really, it doesn't matter what they're winning. They're not winning anything. They're not really winning anything. And we can rest assured that white people are not going to be displaced by anybody. Because the other thing is also that brown people are taking over this country. Brown people are really taking over this country. And I don't feel too bad about that because they got something stacked up for niggers. They know what to do with niggers much more than whites who have been guilt-ridden for decades. And it's been whites that have really put the stupid ideas into the small brains of blacks. Things like, you know, reparations, civil rights, and all that nonsense. Black people, brown people, let me tell you something, they don't give a shit about that. This is the reason why all those states like California, that have turned brown, the first thing they did is to do away with affirmative action. And that's black, and that's the reason why blacks in that state are leaving. Let's hope that, you know, the same thing happens in all the states and all those blacks will leave permanently for Africa.